you know, the Stanley Cup was just claimed by the Tampa Bay Lightning in the win over the Montreal Canadiens. And I did not know this, but according to the story, apparently, the Stanley Cup itself has its own Twitter account. Yeah, not
oh, okay, the cup itself.
Yeah, that's this is according to this tweet.
Okay.
And the Stanley Cup sent out a tweet. Now, remember, of course, since Tampa Bay won it, apparently had a little fun. The tweet that was sent out was from the Stanley Cup. FYI, I'm too heavy to throw at Tom Brady. Remember Tom Brady when he had the Super Bowl trophy? He had that famous tossing of the Lombardi trophy from one boat to the next when they were on the water there and to Rob Gronkowski. So the Stanley Cup said, hey, I'm too heavy to throw.
Yes.
Tom Brady sent out this tweet. IDK, I don't know. Everything feels a bit lighter after some tequila. Because remember, he was a little happy on that boat.
Yeah. Tossing it from one boat to another. Yeah.
After he had a few. I just love that. I'm too heavy to throw. Everything feels a bit lighter after some tequila. Thank you, Tom Brady.
I do like that the Stanley Cup said, FYI, I'm too heavy to throw at Tom Brady. Right. That's what it says. And that says, and catch. At Rob Gronkowski. So
They did that to all. Yes. So they got them both.
Got them both.
I didn't have that part of the story.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers told the Stanley Cup, honestly, smart to get ahead of this one. So they did.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to abusive trophies, the Stanley Cup.
Didn't the Detroit Red Wings damage it a little bit in the 97 when they won it? I believe at a party, a post-game party at took a little dip, and there was, you could see it when they were doing their downtown parade.
Mm-hmm.
You could see the damage on the bottom ring, and they had to obviously fix that later. But
I think when Stevie White shoved it in the back of his vehicle.
Yeah, that was great. Oh, that was great. Yeah.
And to think the way the handlers bring it out with gloves on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like a ceremony, like it's such a sacred object.
After knowing what it's gone through, I'd be wearing gloves too.
Bring
out the sanitizer and everything else, scrub it down.
And that one guy has been guarding the cup all those years. The one with the blonde hair and kind of just
the cup man. No one knows his name.
Yeah,
he's just associated with the Stanley Cup.
Stanley's been doing it for years.
Just see what's on his business card.
Sanitizer.
What do you do?
That'd be a great job. I just travel with the cup.
It'd be fun.
Because he has to be around where every time it's passed on to another player,
right,
and a coach.
Right.
During the year, he then travels with it when it's displayed at certain cities and all that.
And well, during the playoffs, it probably goes from one city to the next, because you never know where it's going to be finalized.
Right, that's true. Yeah,
there have been great videos of the cup being unpacked in anticipation of a celebration happening, and then
put it back away.
Gotta put it back away. Not yet. Not tonight.
By the way, his name is Phil Pritchard.
Oh,
thank you, Rick,
okay.
For the instant input. Phil Pritchard, called the Keeper of the Cup.
Okay, Keeper of the Cup, an official title. Maybe he's the one behind the Stanley Cup tweets.
Maybe.
He's the one. I don't know.
Yeah.
And of course, somebody's already photoshopped Tom Brady tossing the Stanley Cup over water to the other boat.
We should have known that was going to be happening.